gentleman on this side.
Ralph Sands from Slough and member of the Berkshire Group. I went to the primary care trust, referred by my doctor. They sent me to see a physiotherapist who took one look at me and said, I don't think we can help you. We better send you to a neurologist. The neurologist said they couldn't do anything for me. They didn't seem to bother very much, really. I was able to have a six-week course at Upton Hospital in Slough, but it was so general that it was very enjoyable. But, I mean, it was a day out rather than learning exercises and things like that. And I also, with hydrotherapy, I was with my sister, was seeing a specialist, and a young man came from the pool, and I just said to him, I wonder if it would help me. And he said, well, I haven't a clue. You'll have to see your GP. And when I saw my GP again, he said, I don't think it would help, you know. And so we left.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously an ongoing issue for quite a lot of people about how to actually get help. We'll try and take those things forward.
Now, can I ask just for the last question, please?
Can I say something? Hello, my name's Jenny Pocock, Sutton Branch. Post-polio syndrome can be confused with an underlying condition, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah, this is entirely true.
And it's a trap I fell into.
Mm. Yeah, entirely true. I think, absolutely. Unfortunately, the fact that you've had polio as a child doesn't disclude you from any of the other neurological conditions which exist out there, and there is a whole host of them. Yeah. Because the symptoms are very general, particularly things like fatigue, feeling weaker, those are the starting symptoms for any number of neurological conditions. So absolutely, I think it is definitely worth, if you think that's what you've got and you're able to access the services, trying to get that confirmed as much as possible.
I have already been referred, and I am.
Yeah, even if it's just to rule out any
being checked out.
Yeah, rule out the other things.
But it's masked.
Absolutely. Yeah.
People thought that's what I had was post-polio syndrome. It stopped me going to the doctor sooner because I thought, because it's post-polio syndrome, I must help myself. I must do more. I must do this.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bunch of people, if they could inform the teaching hospitals with plenty of information so that the new baby doctors that are growing up and taking over from the current one will actually know what polio is and post-polio is.
I must admit, a lot of the young mums don't know what polio is. You know, thank God they don't. And the thing that worries me sometimes is the very fact of the immunisation against polio. But look, we've been told we've got to cut the time now. It's obviously been interesting. The number of questions and hands are still going up over the hall. So, Alex, thanks ever so much for coming, to giving up your time. If you'd like to stay on for the next part, you may not find it that interesting, so I don't hold you to it, but thank you.
Thank you.